it is. Woods has 2 feet to win the Masters. Everyone quiets down. Tech back behind the ball. Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters champion. One of the great comeback stories in American sports history.
Mike Tirico with a call on Westwood One yesterday. We, of course, had the coverage right here on The Zone as Tiger Woods won the Masters. His first Masters win since 2005, first major win since 2008. Virgil Herring joins us now from Talking Golf to give us a little perspective on the win yesterday for Tiger. Virgil, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. The back nine Tiger played, for the most part, was really surgical. He just seemed to be patient, hit all the right spots in the fairways and greens. How much does experience factor in there, just knowing that course so well, and you saw that three birdie, four-hole stretch from 13 to 16?
Well, I think that experience, on top of being the greatest golfer we've ever seen, definitely played a role in it. I think that he was willing to not win by playing that way if somebody else would take on more risk and hit better shots than him, and he was willing to hedge his bet that wouldn't happen, and that's exactly what happened. He played beautifully but didn't force anything, and a bunch of players did. A couple people actually played very good as well but didn't, just fell a little bit short, but the people that he had to take down, they faltered with poor execution over a really difficult shot.
From a technical standpoint, what's most remarkable about how Tiger's gone about rebuilding his swing, especially after that most recent back surgery he had?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, Tiger Woods has the 10 greatest golf shots in the history of professional golf and the 10 worst golf shots in the history of professional golf. His body had fallen apart so dramatically that it's really still, I would say, most people have no idea how bad it was. So when he put it back together again, he had to make a golf swing work around a lower back that won't move like it used to. And that means he had to rewire the circuit, so to speak, to come up with a move that he could do and give him the most possible longevity to his golf swing while creating enough power and accuracy to compete at the highest level. It's quite a story.
Virgil Herring, our guest from Talking Golf. You can hear it right here on The Zone.
Well, Virgil, this will be the toughest question anybody will ask you about the tournament in Tiger Woods, and that is, when did Tiger Woods start chewing gum?
I've never.
Is that energy gum or something?
I don't know, man. I really don't have a clue. Maybe he's a bulletproof guy and he's chewing nicotine gum to give him that extra mental spike. But at the end of the day, probably just looking for something to do differently with his nervous energy. Mm. He's not the first person to chew gum while under the big moments. I mean, you see a lot of major league pitchers do it as well. So it's just something to probably quell the nervous energy that is almost in the subconscious level and give it a place to burn while he can stay focused on what he's doing.
Do you think the mystique to the other golfers now with Tiger, is the Tiger Woods effect back, do you think, or is it a little too soon to say that?
Well, that's a great question, because I think that, you know, these young guys are different mentally than the guys that Tiger's been slaying for years. I mean, Phil, Ernie, you know, David Duvall, Rick Hughes, and Vijay Singh, they're so used to getting their head kicked in by Tiger that they don't want any more of it. But these young guys, you know, it's been a long time since Tiger Woods was the official Tiger Woods. They wanted a piece. Well, they got a piece. Now, whether he's that dominant anymore that he can run with anything he wants, I don't know. I think it leads up for a really great run of awesome golf between the old and new. But whether it's definitely not the 2000 Tiger Woods or the 2002 Tiger Woods where most golf tournaments were over at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Virgil, what about Tiger's ability to execute the tee shots on 5, 13, and 14? You know, moving the ball right to left, where previously that had given him a lot of problems.
Well, that's my biggest thing with Tiger, is that he lost his ability to competitively drive the golf ball. And I've said multiple times that he would never be a factor in a major championship if he couldn't drive the ball in a normal way, because you can't beat Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka if they're hitting it 35 by it and being in the fairway way more often than you. He did that, and that, in my opinion, that is why he won. He drove the golf ball like the 2002 version of Tiger Woods.
What about, too, just the way he managed the course, stayed patient, you know, didn't didn't put himself in position to make double bogey, and just, you know, hit all the right spots on his approaches on those greens.
Well, he just put on a perfect display for everybody to watch about how to manage a golf course, play to your strengths, allow your variance, because he wasn't like he was precision. He just allowed his shot variance to still land on the green and stay out of trouble. And at the end of the day, most people are taking dead aim at the flag stick, and he is allowing his variant to hit it close to the hole, but also his variant, if he doesn't hit it quite good, to still be on the green. And he and Jack Nicklaus stand apart in how well they did that, and that's why they're the two greatest champions of all time.
What do you think his window of opportunity is now? You know, because now all of a sudden Jack Nicklaus's 18 majors comes into play again. With Tiger's level of fitness and the back holds up, you know, what's your estimation, you know, for the amount of time, you know, he might have to legitimately pursue that?
Well, it's my understanding from a doctor who consulted on the fusion surgery that they give him 5 good years because the vertebrae above the fusion is fairly damaged as well. They thought that 5 years would be like awesome. It could be less, but they didn't see any chance that he would be able to go longer than 5 years. So that's about 3.5 years left in that place. So let's hope that they're wrong. Let's hope that he's able to keep it well. But if he drives it like that, and his, we know he's the greatest iron player of all time, and he's probably one of the three greatest short gamers of all time, that he will be in the mix every single week as long as he's healthy.
Virgil, great stuff. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, from Talking Golf right here on The Zone, that's Virgil Herring joining us to help us wrap up the Masters with Tiger winning that green jacket yesterday.